You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning on this Monday, August 18th. Catherine Lanfer is sitting next to me in for John Hockenberry. Hey, Catherine.
Indeed I am. Hey, Adora.
And we're going to talk politics. Gee, because there's been so little of that lately.
Wait a minute. What race is that?
But it really is an interesting week because right now Democratic Party operatives are really in the midst of an absolute whirlwind as they put everything in place for the Democratic convention, which begins 1 week from today. And polls are very tight between their candidate, Senator Barack Obama, and John McCain. So a lot at stake here. And millions of voters are seemingly still undecided, and some not excited about their choices and looking to see who each will nominate as their vice presidential candidates.
I really am not wild about either candidate. I'm waiting to see what they say till they get closer to the election, and I'm also very interested in who the Republican and Democratic vice president nomination will be. That may swing my vote.
Why do you think?
I think that John McCain, is pretty old, and it's a stressful job. And I think Barack Obama, I would hate to think that anything would happen to him because I have no prejudice against him. But there are a lot of crazy people in the world, and I just think that in today's world, the vice president is becoming more and more important in the elections.
Some thoughts there on the minds of many voters. That's just one voter that Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein met up with as she travels from New York west to the convention in Denver, trying to gauge what voters are thinking and feeling. And we'll be hearing from her each morning this week. And you can also check out she and Adam Hirsch, our web producer, are going to be blogging. So check out their blogs online at takeaway.org. She joins us now live from Goody's Restaurant in Duncannon, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So Pennsylvania, a swing state, a big battleground state for November. What are you finding that voters are thinking about?
Well, it's really interesting because we're in Appalachia right now, in the beginning of the Appalachian Mountains, and a very different type of area from the county fair, which was the clip that we heard at the top of the show, which was a sort of wealthier excerpt. This area is very Republican, very rural, much poorer, and yet the first thing that comes to people's lips is, well, I'm voting for the lesser of two evils. Now, there's some disagreement about who the lesser of two evils is. We spoke to a contractor here just going off to fix roofs named John Campbell. For him, the lesser of two evils was Barack Obama. He said, why should people be surprised if you put two oil men in the White House when gas prices go up? Would you be surprised if you put two cattlemen there and steak was $100 a pound? But over at the next table, a retired painter named Clyde felt very strongly that Obama was the greater of two evils. He said, look, McCain's in with big business, but Obama wants to take away our guns. So that's the kind of conversation that is going on.
So not a lot of enthusiasm, not the kind of enthusiasm that we saw during the primary process when lots of voters, and particularly in Pennsylvania, like in many states, they had an up in voter registration and people turned out to cast their ballots.
No, there's not a lot of enthusiasm. It's a very different situation. Now, let's not forget that Pennsylvania did vote for Hillary Clinton, this area particularly heavily so. John Campbell, as I just mentioned earlier, was a Hillary Clinton voter, but he said, you know, I'll vote for Obama because I don't like the Republicans. But he didn't win this state, and there is a sort of a dampening of enthusiasm. Now, I should say that I did send an email last night to the Obama campaign, and they wrote me back and said, look, it's summertime. People are not really paying attention. Everything's going to change after the convention and after Labor Day when people get engaged. And it's true. At the county fair yesterday, people were more concerned about getting their kettle corn than they were about the presidential election.
Can't miss out on that kettle corn at a county fair.
Good.
That's good
it
stuff.
Good
We have a
big bag in the back of the Malibu.
You're going to bring some back to us. We thank you for thinking of us here in New York, Andrea. But the question about who the vice presidential nominees are going to be seems to have been on the minds of many you spoke to.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it came up a lot, which is interesting to me. Usually people don't care. And one of the things that I found interestingly is there seemed to be a pattern among older voters who liked McCain but yet were concerned about his ability to see his term through to the end. So people are looking very closely at who they vote for vice president. Now, I should mention that the ambivalence is not only about Obama. Last night we were at the Red Rabbit Drive-In here. It was a church group just come back from the Baptist Church. They were very strongly Republican, but they didn't really like McCain either. So I think it's something that both campaigns are going to have to contend to. And as the vice presidential nominees get rolled out this week and next, which is when we're expecting it, people are going to be taking a very, very close look.
The Red Rabbit Drive-In?
The Red Rabbit Drive-In, yes, where they were serving bunny burgers and fish witches.
Those actually sound pretty good. I want to go back very quickly to you said that there were older voters who were worried about McCain finishing out his term. I mean, how much of that is just a little projection, self-projection? I mean, you know, I'm tired. I'm not sure I would make it through 4 years.
Well, it's an interesting thing that people are looking closely at that. I mean, I think it's been a long campaign, and part of it may be just a look for freshness. But it is a recurring theme, and we have certainly been hearing as we've been traveling through the state of Pennsylvania a lot of McCain's too old and Obama's too young. Who are you going to choose?
Okay, Andrea Bernstein, we're going to be looking out for your further reports. Very quickly, where are you headed now?
We're headed off to Pittsburgh and then through West Virginia into Ohio. I think tomorrow when we speak to you, we'll be in Ohio.
Excellent. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaway's political correspondent. She is on the road to the convention. She'll be hitting a bunch of states with Adam Hirsch, one of our web producers. So you can look out for her reports on the radio, but also you can check out their blogging online. And right now we're going to turn to Femi Oke for some headlines at this hour. Femi?
Good morning. Just coming up to 29 minutes past the hour. Instead of fighting impeachment, Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf says he's resigning. The chairman of Pakistani Senate will take over as acting president when Musharraf steps down. I've been gathering some reaction to the Pakistan president's announcement that he's going to resign. Have a listen in to this. This is a cafe in Islamabad watching his address earlier on this morning. As Musharraf says he was stepping down, the men in the cafe were shouting, "Long live Bhutto." Some Pakistanis celebrated by firing automatic weapons into the air. I'm just getting reports that the stock market in Karachi has risen by 4%. President Musharraf will formally resign in the next few hours. A top military Russian official says that troop withdrawal from Georgia has begun. Just hours ago, Georgian officials said that Russian troops didn't look like they were leaving, despite promises from the Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. There's some light rain this morning in Key West. Tropical Storm Fay is headed towards the area. It's forecast to pass over the Keys tonight, and tourists have been urged to leave. And one of China's most popular athletes and its biggest track and field star, Liu Zhang, has dropped out of the Beijing Olympics. The hurdler won gold back in 2004, and his hometown fans had high expectations this time, but leg and foot injuries forced him out of the first round of qualifying. And that's a look at your main headlines for this morning.
Thanks, Femi.
The Takeaway is supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org, and by the Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs around the world. Uncommon heroes dedicated to the common good. Learn more at skoll.org.